The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hello and welcome. It's our number one, hour one of our weekend podcast. Well, leading into the weekend. And before we tell you what's coming up here in hour one, you probably already know, but a programming note. And I would say this is the biggest guest that we've got ever on the Fifth Hour podcast. And we've had some big names on there. We've had Hall of Famers. We've had legends. We've had major television broadcasters, media personalities, moguls of all kinds of businesses. But on the Fifth Hour podcast today, we have the first ever interview with the most controversial man in media right now. Today, everyone's talking about this guy, Roberto Flores, who left the Ben Maller show, and he pops up on the Fifth Hour podcast. You will hear why Roberto left. You will hear where Roberto is going. You will hear him rip me. As well, that is all in the Fifth Hour podcast, only available if you're a fan of the show and you're bummed out Roberto's leaving or has left already. You can hear that on the Fifth Hour podcast today. Here in Hour 1, it's all about the Cook. What message are the Vikings sending by releasing Dalvin Cook? Also, Mark Ingram said that it's offensive how running backs are treated. RG3 says they deserve better pay. Are those takes based in reality? And will Dalvin Cook be swimming with the Dolphins? We'll talk about that and much more. Here it is, hour number one. A cooktop, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Like-minded patrons. As we are popping good, unless we're not, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pulpit, the bully pulpit. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope you're doing well. And I assume you're not doing that bad because you're listening to Gasbaggery. And if you're listening to Gasbaggery, then things can't be that bad. You know, it could always be worse. Although some would say this is as bad as it gets hearing this show. I've gotten those emails before. But our lead this hour coming from the NFL. Why It's June, and why not? So after months of speculation, the Eagle has landed. Or in this case, the Viking has landed. Now, if you have not heard yet, oh, this is so exciting! Unless it's not. Now, I actually got some emails on this. People are like, oh, yeah, you got to talk about it. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. I said, well, I don't know how big a deal it is. But anyway, we've learned that the Minnesota football team has informed running back Dalvin Cook that his services are no longer needed, and they have decided to toss him overboard off the Viking ship. And 6 years, six seasons, very productive. If you're a fantasy football player, Dalvin Cook was one of your good friends in the Twin Cities. And now the headline reads, Cook is cooked, at least in Minnesota. His pending departure will become official later on Friday. He will enter the transfer portal, and some NFL pundits are salivating. Many are also questioning the logic of the move for the Purple People Eaters. How could they do this? He's still a productive player. So why don't we start with that? All right, let's start with that. So let us discuss the question. What message are the Vikings sending by releasing Dalvin Cook? It's an obvious question. So that's the question. So I've got Godfather, sardines, and produce aisle. And we will tie all of these things together, and we are going to make a Juicy Lucy. Now, I can proudly tell you that I've eaten every type of Juicy Lucy available, from St. Paul to Minneapolis and everywhere in between. There's actually nothing in between. But I'm an expert now at the Juicy Lucy. And the Vikings are following what I call the standard roadmap in the modern NFL. Okay, so what does that mean? Everything is now regimented in all these sports leagues. There's no more gut feel. There's no more have a hunch, bet a bunch. That's not how it works. The guidebook is based on the nerds, the analytics. They crunch the numbers. It's the same concept in baseball where if you throw 100 pitches, they've got to take you out of the game. And if not, it's abuse by the manager and you can't face the lineup the third time through because the three-ring binder says the starting pitcher will then fall into Dante's Inferno if that happens. Well, in football, what's the recipe for running backs? You reach a certain threshold, which is number of touches, and all of a sudden, you start imploding. There's an implosion that takes place. That's based on the analytics. I didn't come up with the analytics, but Dalvin Cook will be 28 by the next NFL season. Typically, you're not burned out. The standard had been until you're 30. We all know that, right? Those of us that care about this kind of crap. However, it's the wear and tear that is the problem. The cold-blooded dweebs use their calculator, and they say that this is a touchy-feely problem, meaning that Dalvin Cook has crossed into dead man's land. He's zoomed past 1,500 touches in his career last season. And that is why the Vikings are dumping him. It has nothing to do with the salary cap. That's just something that dumb people like to bring up and say, oh, it's a salary cap. The Vikings are saving a lot of money. Oh, shut up. You're a moron. That's just the excuse NFL teams use. They blame the spreadsheet. Trust me, if Dalvin Cook was same age and had 1,000 touches, the Minnesota Vikings would keep him. And it's the old Godfather special, right? It's not personal. It's strictly business. Just so we're on the same wavelength. Again, if Cook had fewer carries, he would stay there. That is an open and shut case. Now, furthermore, so Dalvin Cook being dumped has led to pushback. Of course it has. Among them, current NFL long-in-the-tooth running back Mark Ingram, who says, quote, it's really offensive how the league treats running backs. And he claimed, we think tongue-in-cheek, that the running backs need their own union and their own CBA. Now, RG3, who had a cup of coffee and is now a gas bag and talking head, RG3 said running backs are getting hosed in the NFL. He says they run you guys in the dirt and then don't pay you what you have earned. Sad, unjust, ridiculous. Oh, boy, good hyperbole. So let's talk about this. Now, Mark Ingram saying, we'll start with that. Mark Ingram saying it's offensive how the league treats running backs, and RG3 pointing out that they deserve better pay. Are these takes based in reality? So they're not based in my reality. They're based in an alternative reality. Now, I understand Mark Ingram's like, running backs should make more. Yeah, I think overnight sports talk show hosts should make more too. I think we should form our own union. Overnight gas bags should form our own union. But the NFL, as a business, had a seminal moment. Every man, woman, and child that pays attention knows this back. It was way back. It was barely alive in the 90s. But that's when the great reset happened. Because there was a time when the running back was the biggest star in the game. Legends, Eric Dickerson, Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen. The last era, the last sliver of that, was Emmitt Smith in the heyday of the Jerry Jones Cowboys when Jerry was a much younger man and the Cowboys actually won championships. He's the one that drove the bus. Troy Aikman was the bus rider, and he was a bus rider that went all the way to the Hall of Fame, but Emmitt Smith was that Cowboy offense. And since then, the running backs have slowly, and now as we've gone further, it's completely gone to dust, but have been marginalized. They are easily replaced. Your offensive line and quarterback, the mindset of the NFL, as long as the offensive line and quarterback do your job, you can go down to Dollar General and get a running back. Right? Dollar General, you can find a running back. Why? Because running backs are the sardines of the NFL world and quarterbacks are the salmon. All right, that's the reality. You got sardines and you got salmon. Sardines are cheap. You ever tried to? I don't like sardines, but you see how cheap they are?
Yummy.
You know why? Because they're abundant. They're abundant in the wild. The demand does not exist, and it does not exceed the offer. So simply put, there's plenty. It's like running backs. There's plenty of running backs to go around, and that means that getting a new running back every few years is fine because you find them. They're growing everywhere. Salmon is pretty expensive because I'm told, I've never tried to catch a salmon, but I'm told it's difficult compared to sardines. And there's actually a demand because of popularity. All right, last word. So will Dalvin Cook be swimming, not like a sardine, but like a salmon, with the Dolphins? That's the hot rumor, Dolphins and Broncos. But let's focus in on the Dolphins. Now, we talked about this in a previous episode of the show. And all the key indicators point that direction. He's from South Florida. The Dolphins have a job opening in the backfield. Miami is in win-now mode. Their owner is really long in the tooth. He's horny to win. He wants to win before he checks out, and he's willing to do whatever it takes. And Dalvin Cook teased, but did not please. He teased this move. He posted on the socials a photo of him celebrating at the Dolphins stadium as a Viking, of course. But what could derail this deal? The answer? The produce aisle. Ergo, a big bag of cabbage. Big bag of cabbage. Like, as the old line goes, money does not talk, it screams. And the Dolphins make all the sense in the world. Be great. He loves the area. Team needs a running back. Be solid, right? The Dolphins, we are told, are not going to give a blank check. And if that's the case, and I assume Dalvin Cook is not running a charity when it comes to his salary, the hometown discount is likely not in the cards. So Dalvin Cook would be a sexy addition, a little razzmatazz. But all it takes is some vulture who's got a lot of extra petty cash to toss it, to start throwing the cabbage at Dalvin Cook. But all of these teams, here's the problem for Dalvin Cook. All these teams use the same guidelines as we talked about. Are you over that threshold of touches? And so you're 28 years old in the eyes of the NFL. You've had too many miles on the odometer, and that is problematic. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to comment on any of this nonsense, you are more than welcome. We love hearing new people. We only get new people when we have a newbie night. We should do a newbie night next week. I think we will do a newbie night next week, but we haven't done one of those in a while. We always say we'll do one every month, and we forget, and no one reminds us. So we totally forget, out of sight, out of mind. That's the way that life works. But if you want to join us right now, 877-99 on Fox. It is an invitation. We are one of the few shows that take calls. The reason we take calls is the management at Fox Sports Radio is fast asleep when we work, so they do not hear the show. If they heard the show, we wouldn't take calls. We would be doing something else is likely what we would be doing, not the show. Again, 877-99 on Fox, the number. And the big story of the week, some new revelations in one of the big sports stories of the week, into the cringeworthy sand trap. Into the cringeworthy sand trap. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Join the curious world of the Ben Maller Show online. It is pain-free and easy to do. Just follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
I don't give a what Eddie says.
You should. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Talking cooking. Well, Dalvin Cook. Yes, we love when people change teams. The game of musical chairs is outstanding. The Midnight Walker writes in. He says, oh my goodness, how could the Vikings release Dalvin Cook? Where's the loyalty to a guy who helped them win all those Super Bowls? Oh, wait. They never made one Super Bowl. They will be just fine without him. By the way, he's made $25 million. Yeah, we're not going to have a bake sale for Dalvin Cook. I think we're okay. We don't have to make brownies or cupcakes or any of that stuff, although cupcakes sound pretty good. Shane from Des Moines writes in. He says, great monologue, Ben, A+. Shocking you didn't lead with the Knights and Panthers, unless it's not. Well, that's Eddie's domain. So Eddie's going to do a monologue on that when the Gremlins attack. Eddie will do a full hockey monologue. In fact, he'll do the rest of the show about hockey. That is going to be
a little taste.
Very entertaining. Cannot wait for that. I guess Vegas got the South Beach flu is what happened. Yes, they got the South Beach flu. I think that's what happened there. I'm sure my man Marlins man is very happy about that. And I'm upset with both the Florida hockey team and the Florida basketball team making the final round of their respective sport because it infected my life. Otherwise, I would have been sitting in the front row at Dodger Stadium for Yankees-Dodgers this past weekend. But because the Miami teams were in the finals, I got screwed. I was going to be hanging out with friend of the show, the great Marlins man. But yet again, just like that stupid COVID a couple years ago, the All-Star game was supposed to be at Dodger Stadium. I was going to be sitting right there next to Marlins, man. Then they had to have a damn global pandemic. Yeah, exactly. Late Night Drug Tester writes in, says, great job by the Vikings. Now we have a free agent story to overanalyze for a few days unless the Jets decide to dump Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Yes. Feeding the content kitty. Here at the Tabernacle of Sports Gas Baggery. Yeah, it's very good. Eugene in Chicago writes in. He says, Ben, guess who's available? Can you say welcome back, CP3? No! No!
What?
But at this point, it would not shock me. They are so obtuse, the people running the Clippers. They seem to think that it doesn't matter how many broken down players that have no perseverance and no resolve. And that they just keep adding them up like gremlins. And they think, well, it'll be different next year. It'll be all different. Everything will be great. Yeah. John writes in, so we're starting off with Viking talk. Then a basketball player who's known as a superstar but can't get his team to a winning record in the second hour. And an MLB player who never plays. And grass in the fourth hour. There you go. That, Ben, John says, is how to make sure your bosses will not listen. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do that intentionally. I try to find the worst, most boring possible things to talk about. And if there's anything interesting, I say, I can't talk about that because people might actually want to listen to the show. And why would I want to do that? I want to make this show as boring as possible so the same five people call every night. Angry Bill, our friend in a lot of these guys are in Florida. So Scratch Off's over in Arkansas. He calls up every night, give me the lowdown about his Twitter friends. We've got that. Jed Who Fled, also very popular in the show. So these are the same guys call up every night. If I did something entertaining, then other people might call, and then that would screw everything up. And I don't want to screw everything up. We have a certain cadence to the show, and that's how it goes. In fact, speak of the devil, and he shall appear. The first caller in the leadoff chair. You want to take a guess who it is?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. We go now to the Gulf Coast. Some call it the Redneck Riviera. Jed Who Fled. Hello, Jed.
Well, he'll stand his ground. Seminole still unconquered now, and you can charge us with murder four times, what? It seems, but we'll stand our ground. Today's times, Ben, it's all about recruiting different kind of perspectives, you know, strange angles. You can tell we're earning the name criminals, but we're getting our players acquitted in Tallahassee. Florida Gators ain't that good. Florida Gators, Aaron Hernandez, eternity in hell, and behind bars. Miami, I'm sure they got criminals. I can't think of them. Florida State, getting people off the hook, dude, except for Peter Warwick that time. What are your thoughts, dude? Stand or ground loss.
Are you holding a burning spear right now like you were at midfield at a
Hell
Florida
no,
State
man.
Football
game? I just flung it at the ground at the 50-yard line. What am I holding it?
Show off my arm, dude. And is it true that your pet dog is named Renegade? Is that true? No?
No, it is true that Peter will file complaints against you if you try to spray paint your dog to make him look like a Renegade. And I do know that. Oh, that's funny. That was a joke. I was joking. I did not try to do that. I'm just kidding. I will say this, Ben. Why does the brain like go Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz? You know, and if I only had a brain, how do you maintain cool, calm, and composed in the crunch time of the you know, like $64,000 question? Spotlight comes on you. How do you remain cool?
Jed, what's going through your mind right now, Jed? There's a lot of things.
I'm going to say it depends on. It's like a cycle. Like right now, I did two lines of Mr. Kress about 30 minutes ago. So I'm going to assume like the X-ray, you know, at the front of the courthouse. It's sliding through the conveyor belt right now. So that's probably what's going through my mind. Dude, yeah. Holy crap! My phone just kicked on and scared the crap out of me. It's MC Hammer. Hey, Hammer Jammer, Yellow Hammer. We're going to beat the hell out of Alabama.
All right, thank you. Okay,
hey,
all right, that's a sign.
Why would you have your-
all right.
Relax.
How did
R-E-L-A-X.
He get a golden ticket? Who gave him that? Did I give him that? Did he win something?
Do you enjoying these callers, Sam? Don't get those in the other shows, do you?
Immensely.
Yeah.
As long as I get to play drops over them, then I'll stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You play drops and the people listening drop dead from hearing this. Well, speaking of dropping dead, this is a wild story. Now, they have these things called the ladder, you know, move up and down the ladder and all that. Well, if you were to make a ladder of cringeworthy golf reactionary tales from this LIV Golf merger with the PGA, which I guess it's a merger kind of, but essentially the Saudi government's just paying the PGA a bunch of money to stop suing them to go away. And then the Saudi government, the overlords, they'll have final say, final edit on the PGA. So that's kind of how I understand it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I understand. So did you see it? You know this guy named Jimmy Dunn? You ever heard of that guy, Jimmy Dunn? You know who that is?
Refresh my memory.
So he is he's a senior board member of the PGA Tour.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't know who this guy was. I'm not a huge golf fan. You know, I watch golf four times a year.
Never heard of people. Him.
Yeah, so Jimmy Dunn is the guy that negotiated the deal with the Saudis, right?
You know what? I did see a soundbite, or not a soundbite, a quote from.
Rory.
Rory called Rory, right? Like and told him before the news dropped. He gave
well,
him
no,
heads
that's
up.
Not the quote. The money quote. This is unreal, right? Let me give you the backstory first here, okay? Because this is gonna make you insane when you hear the backstory. So this guy did an interview on the Golf Channel, and the audio, I tried to get it, but the only copy I could find, it was really not broadcast quality. And for some reason, the Golf Channel and the PGA don't want this audio really bouncing around. Can't imagine why. So let me give you the backstory. So this guy, Jimmy Dunn, he's a senior executive at the PGA. But back on 9/11, this guy worked in the South Tower at the World Trade Center in 9/11 when the terrorist attack happened in New York City. And he skipped work that day to go golfing. Otherwise, he would be dead. He was in the South Tower. He would have been there, and he would have died based on where his office was at the World Trade Center. So now here we are all these years later. He's working for the PGA. He then negotiates the deal between the Saudis and the PGA. I said, well, okay, fine. You know, he's a businessman, okay. But then he gave this quote. He said of talking with the Saudi government, the sovereign wealth fund, which is bankrolling all this, Jimmy Dunn of the PGA said, quote, I am quite certain the people I'm dealing with had nothing to do with it. Talking about 9/11. If someone can find something, someone who unequivocally was involved with it, I'd kill them myself, he said, close quote. So that's the money. I mean, that is just next level, man. And then I did notice a lot of these guys from the PGA, they are talking the talking points of, you know, the Saudi government hired some PR people. You might remember when the LIV thing started, somebody leaked the talking points memo that the guys that took the checks from the LIV people were supposed to repeat. They like literally sent out a copy of the talking points, and then it was great because you'd look at this copy of talking points and then you watch like Phil Mickelson and these other guys, and they just, with total sock puppets, they just repeated like they were reading a teleprompter, the talking points. And so now the talking points is, well, you know, this is no different what, you know, here than, you know, what happened in World War II with Germany, and, you know, now we're friends with Germany, and World War II and the conflict with Japan, and now we're friends with Japan and all.
Not so, Angry Bill, though.
Oh, no, Angry Bill wants everyone nuked. I think, Eddie, he wants us nuked, I think, also.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yes. Isn't that wild, though, that quote? Man.
I'm very angry.
That is out there. That is big time out there.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Maller here. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Game four of the NBA Finals comes up on Friday night in Miami. Heat hosting the Nuggets. Denver with a 2-1 series lead. There will be no Hero Ball, though, for Miami, as head coach Eric Spoelstra has announced guard Tyler Hero will not play in game four, as he is still recovering from his broken hand he suffered in game one of the playoffs.
Fun fact of the hour, Eddie. You want my fun fact of the hour?
Oh, God, yes. I can't wait.
Big night for the New York Mets. Congratulations. We've got a lot of Mets fans that love the show. For the first time in the history of the New York Metropolitans, they have now lost three consecutive games in which they held a three-run lead in each of those games. First time ever in Mets history, so congratulations. And they've had some horrible teams. Yes,
I saw that Buck had his Dave Roberts moment. Said he was proud of the team.
He was proud of the team?
Yeah, proud of the team. Said they used all their arrows. I don't know what that means. Is that arrows?
Yes. At least my bosses, when I have a terrible show, which is pretty much every show, Eddie, they don't call me up and say, that was a good show. I'm really proud of you. They don't pretend. They just say you suck, and that's it. And why are you here is pretty much what they say. But that is wonderful, 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 wonderful. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through these overnight hours here in this portion of the Ben Maller Show. Are you listening, Iowa Sam? Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. And the Bush Push. If you liked Reggie Bush on college football on Fox, you hopefully recorded that because it appears that Reggie Bush is leaving, according to the media tabloid fodder, the trade papers.
Of his own free will?
Yes. Apparently what happened is Reggie Bush decided he was so good at television, they should pay him more money. The people at television said, we don't think so. And it appears that they had a financial disagreement. And so it looks like Reggie Bush will be out. That, according to the New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. So I think that's a pretty good source. I think that's a pretty good source when it comes to Fox television news. I think that's right on the ball. And the rumor is, Eddie, that in his place, they've already lined up the possibility of hiring Mark Ingram. We just mentioned Mark Ingram's name, long in the tooth NFL running back Mark Ingram, closing in on a television deal to replace Reggie Bush on the big noon kickoff. Are you a big noon kickoff guy, Eddie?
Of course, with the great Brady Quinn. What are you talking about?
I sleep right through that. That's too early for me.
I'll be honest. I don't watch for Reggie Bush, so, you know.
No, you're
we'll be all right.
You're a homer for the guys that work here.
There is a billboard on the 405, though, that's been up for a while now, and it says, give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. And I'm like, who's paying money for that?
There's one in Encino, too, in the San Fernando Valley here, for those listening on the East Coast.
Doesn't that actually not work? Like, shouldn't, you know, they don't, like, somebody, you think somebody driving by on the 405 or the 101 is going to be like, okay, let's get him the Heisman.
That's
okay.
Exactly what's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah, we'll hook him up. That seems like a good plan. What could possibly go wrong with that? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
They should give it back, though, Ben.
They should?
They should, yeah, of course.
Just have isn't he like the Wendy's guy? Can't Wendy's, you know, sell some square burgers and some Frosties and get him that, you know?
Wendy's actually had an individual commercial that sort of made fun of the whole Heisman thing in subtle terms. So they were trying to do their own marketing there, I guess.
Yeah. All right. He did give it back. Right? I mean, they didn't put a gun to his head. He sent it back, right? He did.
Yeah. It's locked up in somewhere now, Fort Knox. I don't know.
He'll get the Heisman back right when Pete Rose goes in the Hall of Fame, the same exact day, and then lightning will strike and everyone will die. Let's go to Mark, who's in Indiana. Hello, Mark. Welcome. You're on the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Hello, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time caller here.
Oh my God, a first time caller. Hallelujah.
Welcome, sir.
Thank God. Mazel tov.
All right. Hey, I just, you know, I've always been a sucker for staying up late for the college football games out on the West Coast. And back in the day, when I was a little younger, Marshall Faulk was just tearing it up out there at San Diego State. Now, I understand that the defenses he was playing against weren't always top-notch. But what he was doing out there, receiving the ball, running the ball, was just amazing to me. And, you were talking earlier about the running backs and all that, and he just came to my mind. And I think another running back that I would have liked to seen go a little further was Marcus Lattimore of South Carolina. You know, unfortunately, he had that injury. But those are just a couple of my thoughts when you were talking about the running
back.
Well,
you are correct. I worked in San Diego around the time Marshall Faulk was with the Aztecs, and it was insane. It was the two greatest college football players I've seen in my lifetime as far as running backs were Marshall Faulk at San Diego State and Reggie Bush at USC. It was ridiculous. It reminded me of when I was a kid and I watched Barry Sanders on television, and it was like insane what those guys were doing. And I got to see Reggie Bush play a lot at SC, and I was there when Pete Carroll was coaching, but it was crazy. So there you go. All right, I love random running back talk. I like that. So thank you. I'm glad you stay up late. Now, do you stay up for the Hawaii game? I don't know. We'll never know. But that's the ultimate dedication. If you're in Indiana and you stay up to watch the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors play that late game, which is the get money back game for degenerate gamblers. You've lost all your money all day, and it's your last chance saloon on the islands. Where's Hawaii going to play? They're tearing down. I think they already tore down Aloha Stadium. Where are they going to play? Are they just going to play somewhere out in the middle of the Pacific? What are they going to do?
They're playing, like, I think that the bowl game in Hawaii was like at this makeshift stadium on campus, something like that. Okay. I think they're playing there. Yeah, Aloha Stadium has been condemned.
Yeah, I was at Aloha Stadium 20 years ago, and it should have been condemned then.
Trash blowing on the field.
It looked like it was put together with Legos. And it just sits out in the sun. The only thing new was the turf was new because the NFL in those days bought turf every year because they had the Pro Bowl there. That was their deal. They let us host the... Let us use your stadium. We'll buy you new turf every year. Anyway, it's Ben Maller Show. We have the MLB pick. Here's the Who Am I game. So Denver's Christian Brown became the first Western Conference rookie to have 15 points in a finals game since me. Again, Christian Brown of the Nuggets became the first Western Conference rookie to have 15 points in a finals game since me. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you listen for 5 good minutes, you know the Ben Maller Show is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. You are invited to join our secret society online. You'll get to mingle with other like-minded listeners on Facebook. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Who Am I game. The Who Am I game is a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer.
Who are you?
Yeah, well, you're about to find out. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Are you listening, Iowa Sam? Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. So the Nuggets' Christian Brown, although it's spelled Braun, became the first Western Conference rookie with 15 points in a finals game since me. Who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? Courtesy Flusher's going with Lex Luger as his answer. Who else do we have? Joe Morgan, guessed by Rob in Minnesota. Page down. Rojas, the Phoenix Suns mascot, guessed by Callaghan Tim. In Michigan, late night drug tester says you're Angry Bill fireworks expert. Obi-Wan Kenobi from The Cowboy Killer. Scott in Rhode Island's going with Santa Claus. Rob in Vegas is Tori Wilson. It's got to be Friday. Black Cowboy John Brad says Jessica Simpson. I think it's Cowboy's birthday today. I think we'll get a call from Cowboy later. Benito, long-suffering Cowboy fan, says Ice Cube is the answer. Matt, the Raider Warrior, former A's fans going with Magic Johnson. Jack Sikma from Greg, the real estate mogul in Baltimore. Who else do we have? Strong Bad from Obscene Dean.
Clippers legend Smush Parker, guessed by Donkey Sausage. That's his answer. Mateen Cleaves from Fudgy Camo. Who else do we have? Page down. Not Steph Curry. Seth Curry from The Sawman. Shane from Des Moines going with Zion. Zion. Povich, he says. Magic Johnson, guessed by Supermarket Steve. Philly Rob's tribute account going with Joke Paul as the answer. Justin in Cincinnati, guessed by Alf the Alien Opiner in Springfield, Mass. Mark in Santa Monica and SoCal's going with Barney Rubble. Eddie, do you have an answer? It's not Jackie Gleason, guessed by Willie the Mess. It's not him.
No, that's a silly answer. Yeah. The answer is former Detroit Pistons legend Kelly Trepuka.
Is Kelly Trepuka the correct answer? No, the correct
wrong.
Also not Luther Head. That was the guess by our pal Chip in Syracuse and the Q's there. The correct answer would be none other than the outstanding, amazing savior of the Boston Celtics, Sam Cassell, in 1994 for the Houston Rockets. Let's get to it. Here we go. Time now for the MLB Pick'em. We'll each pick a pitcher and two position players. Whoever gets the most fantasy points will be declared the winner, the smartest person in the room. Hurry up, Coop. You have the first pick. No dilly-dallying, please.
That's right. I'm going to go with a homer pick. Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher.
Okay, Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie.
Let's go with Garrett Cole.
Board has held. Iowa Sam.
Ohtani.
Oksana Bayul.
That's a good. That's a solid.
A lot of people don't
pick.
Know she had a stint in
she's got
Major
good
League
stuff.
Baseball.
She's got good
yes,
stuff.
Yes, solid selection. I will go with Luis Arraez and J.D. Martinez. Sam.
Andre Galarraga.
Okay. Blake Street Brommer.
Big cat.
Eddie.
Big cat. Yeah. Let's go with Yordan Alvarez.
And Coop, the back-to-back Coop.
I'm going to go with Fernando Tatis Jr.
Okay.
And Mookie Betts.
Oh, a Dodger. Interesting. All right, let's see. Eddie, last pick, Eddie. Last one.
Let's go with my cousin, Odalis Garcia.
Okay, and Iowa Sam, one more pick. Who will he select?
John Kruk.
Worked here at Fox Sports Radio years ago, John Krucky. Yes, the last pick, Sonny Gray of the Twins. I got it in. Sonny Gray.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.